When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
2 o'clock straight up. Carton Show with Big Mac, of course. Great to have you here. Start of another great week. Phone number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. Got a great show for you today. Some football, a little baseball, as baseball officially makes its return in about 48 hours or so. And, of course, everybody that's now a fake St. John's fan and a fake college basketball fan. And WF fans now going to become, this weird place where all of a sudden everyone's got a take on college basketball.
And sign me up!
They're going to pretend like they've watched college basketball all year and they can name the starting five for St. John's and blah, blah, blah. We'll get to it as well. But first, good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you?
I'm doing well, Craig. That's right. We're all going to be that guy.
That's
I'll
right.
I'll raise my hand. Why not?
Yeah.
We're excited.
Yeah.
You see the end of that game?
Yeah, did you see the end of that
game? You see the end of that game? You ready for Duke, baby? Let's go.
Yeah. Well, look, congratulations to St. John's. Mm-hmm. Always been New York City's team. Just been 25 years of frailty and an inability to win games and recruit and on and on and on. And now all of a sudden, here comes Rick Pitino with his beautiful skin and his charm. And he ruined one of Walt's International's greatest owners of all time. But yeah, look, it's great. It's great for New York City. It's great for a town that thinks of itself as the basketball capital of the world. I certainly, sign on the dotted line for that. And the reality is that even though we talk a big game about our street basketball and about Madison Square Garden, the Mecca, and how St. John's has always been New York's team, even though it's been, 26 years in between Sweet 16 appearances, the reality is that, we've not been very good. We have not been very good. And now we've got a team that we've all rallied around. Now, look, I went to Syracuse, but I grew up, Manhattan, the Bronx, and Westchester. St. John's was the team.
Yeah.
Chris Mullen, Walter Berry, and on and on and on. Felipe Lopez and Louis Carnesecca. St. John's is and was the fabric of New York City. But let's also be real with everybody. You didn't watch more than 3 or 4 games at most this year.
Why?
And probably only because you watched them against UConn. You couldn't name 5 guys on the roster. But now that they're going to the Sweet 16, ever all of a sudden, everybody's a Fergazi St. John's
fan.
What's
wrong with that? Why are you being a buzzkill?
About being
why
a buzzkill.
Why are you being a wet blanket today?
Because I think if I was a diehard St. John's fan.
I get it, sure.
And I've lived and died with this team. And there's been a lot of dying, not a lot of living.
A lot of dying, not a lot of living.
And all of a sudden, I go to a random sports bar, and I got a bunch of kids who, Don't know St. John's from St. Anne's.
Would you rather walk into that sports bar and get laughed at when you asked to put the St. John's game on?
No, I would not.
Well, that's where
I would not. Well, there's a lot of front runner weasels right now. Yeah. That's all.
That's all right. Let the weasels in. It's still, what I will say is I still don't think it's the days of Mullen and Mark Jackson. Like, I don't think it has the attention of the city like that team did. I think that's fair. The Big East in general.
No,
was a
that
bigger
is very
deal.
Fair.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, Chris Mullen is one of the great players to ever play the sport of basketball. He's on the dream team.
Yes.
All right? And obviously Mark Jackson. Now, look, we could go on.
But I'm just
on.
Saying, like, back then, the team was good, right? It's not like they won a ton of championships.
They didn't win any.
That's what I'm saying.
Championships.
Like, I know. So yeah. But that team did capture the city that. You're right.
Yes.
We're going to try and feign that today and throughout this next couple of weeks, hopefully.
Yeah.
But I still think it's fun to watch this game. It's still Rick Pitino leading this group, getting better down the stretch, and pulling off an incredible game at the end of... This was exciting basketball.
It's funny you say that. It was very exciting basketball. And look, the defense intensity was awesome.
Yeah, they were bad
offensively. The offense has stunk on both sides.
Yeah.
But you know, here's what's funny. It shows you how the ball bounces one way in one particular play, and the way we talk about a team changes dramatically, right?
Uh-huh.
I'll give you the best example. St. John's is up 14 points with just under 7 minutes to play in the game, and Kansas can't hit the broad side of a barn, and their best player, Jordan Peterson, mm-hmm. who's a one-and-done player,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, had 0 assists last night and 4 rebounds to go along with his 21 points, and did nothing to help on defense on the final drive of the game that wins it for St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't make that layup and St. John's loses that game in overtime,
it's a disaster.
We are talking about one of the great collapses in the tournament this year. To blow a 14-point lead with 7 minutes to go, that's what today would have been.
I'm going to ask
you. But they won the game.
Yes.
And now Rick Pitino is a rock star again.
I'm going to ask
you. So congratulations.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
That you were asked once a long time ago.
Go ahead.
Do you even like sports?
Do you like sports, MLA?
Because that's sports in a nutshell.
I didn't miss a minute.
Of course. I'm not saying that. I know we didn't miss a minute and you were into the game. I'm saying, like, that's, yeah. Yes, that's what happens.
A ball hits the barrel
or it's a half inch in.
Yeah.
And, you know, Freddie Freeman flies out to right instead of hitting a grand slam in the World Series against the Yankees. It's a different tale.
Yes.
We understand that. Yes, they damn near blew the game. And yes, if we're going to look forward and really dream with this team, they better be a hell of a lot better offensively against Duke if they're going to want to win that game. Like, they were bad offensively. And then down the stretch of this game, they were atrocious. And it took... you know, Dylan Darling to have the play, call his own play, called power.
Yeah, it's
or whatever.
Great.
It's a great story, and it was a great moment. And they're into the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1999. And I won't sit here and have you poo-poo it because we were poo-pooing the entire season.
No, to the contrary. I'm not poo-pooing. I think it's awesome.
It is awesome.
St. John's right now has captured New York City again.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's is the biggest story in New York right now. The Yankees will be the biggest story on Wednesday when they open up the season against the Giants. The Mets will take over Thursday for part of the day. And then we get ready for St. John's and Duke, right? And if you're the NCAA, this is the dream bracket.
Oh.
Right? This is the dream bracket. You get Duke. You get Tom Izzo and Michigan State.
Yep.
You get Danny Hurley, who I think is the best coach in all basketball, and UConn. You get Rick Pitino and St. John's. I mean, this is what you want.
Right.
And if you can't buy into this, that's on you.
Yeah.
I just want to remind everybody that 90% of the people talking college basketball here today haven't watched 5 St. John's games this year. That being said,
that's fair.
I've watched almost every St. John's game this year.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Okay.
Because I'm a big college basketball fan, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of respect for what Rick Pitino's done here in only a couple of years. And, of course, spending Mike Rapoli's money successfully, which has also been a big part of this. And my main man, Ed Cole, the athletic director, came over from Fordham to oversee this great transition of St. John's basketball. And he does a great job. And I'm fully vested into it. But if you're Johnny Come Lately, let's just acknowledge who you are.
That's fine.
All. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Because you admit it, you're a Johnny Come Lately.
I'm 100% a Johnny Come Lately. I watched a handful of St. John's games this year. Totally agree. I'm totally with you. But that doesn't mean we can't get excited. It doesn't mean last night wasn't awesome.
No, it doesn't mean
we're looking forward to it. And you know what else I want to talk about? You mentioned how it's great for the tournament.
Yeah.
You know what else is great for the tournament? I know nobody wants to hear this because it's not great for Thursday and Friday. But the last 2 years in particular, and certainly this year,
furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
We are seeing now, I wish there were a little bit less of a, less blowouts. It feels like there's a lot of blowouts.
Well, all the favorites are more or less winning.
But I don't mind the favorites winning.
Yeah.
Like, I know we want the Cinderella stories and it makes for, you know, fun, exciting times. But ultimately, I don't. I want the matchups you just talked about. I want to sink my teeth into Duke, St. John's, Rick Pitino. I want to sink my teeth into Tom Izzo back in the Sweet 16. It's nice to see high point or whatever.
That's right.
Like, it's great. Like, fantastic. It's awesome. But ultimately, I want to see the best teams playing. And yeah, it might hurt Thursday and Friday, but Thursday and Friday are awesome anyway because it's so many games. Now we're into the nitty gritty. It's the Sweet 16. And you know what? It's mostly chalk, but they were ranked higher for a reason.
Yeah, it's almost all chalk.
It's almost all chalk, but we're going to see. And you get the occasional upset.
Florida,
that was a big one. But I think the tournament's better for it, and I'm more excited for Friday.
I disagree with that.
I think
in theory, you should get better games because the talent is the upper echelon. So if that's your point, that's a fair point.
Well, I'm more excited.
But the tournament didn't become special because favorites won every game.
I get it.
And for the second consecutive year now, in the Sweet 16, there's not a single mid-major represented.
Mm-hmm.
All teams that are left, all 16 of them, come from the major power conferences. Now, maybe that's a good thing because we got really competitive basketball, you know, from the Sweet 16 to the Elite and on and on. But it's not what the tournament's built on. The tournament is built on the great upset. The tournament is built on Valparaiso going to an Elite Eight. The tournament's not built on the Blue Bloods always advancing. Now, you can't script it, obviously.
Right.
Right? It's, but then St. John's, to be fair, while we think of them in romantic terms because of the history and the original Big East and Luke Carnesecca against Jim Boeheim, against Raleigh Massimino, against John Thompson, and on and on and on, the St. John's has stunk for a long time.
Yeah.
They've been irrelevant for a long time. So yes, we're going to enjoy this. We're going to pretend to be college basketball fans for a couple days because why not? It's fun. And it's the kind of thing like, if there's a party going on and you weren't invited to it, but you can go to it, do you say, I don't want to feel like going to a party tonight? Or do you go to the party? Because you know the party's fun.
Right.
That's what St. John's is right now.
It's a fun party.
It's fun.
And the doors are wide open.
And the doors are open. If you want to fake the funk and do some research or pretend like, you know anything about St. John's, do it. I just want to give that caveat that I know what's going on. I know exactly what's going on.
Nothing's getting by you.
Nothing's getting by this guy on my watch. I'll tell you that right now. That's right. So that's St. John's. Some football news over the weekend that we have to get to, unfortunately. And that's, of course, your star running back, Cam Scataboo, who once again said something stupid. But I have a quick take on that, if I may, okay?
Sure.
Now, Cam Scataboo, everybody loves him. And we all know why. The style of football he plays, right? But he's a dingbat, all right? Like, you don't go to Cam Scataboo to explain the theory of relativity.
No.
Right? Nor should you, by the way. He is what he is. He's a dumb jock who's really good at playing football. So why are people getting so upset that Cam Scataboo, whether he was joking or not, whether he was being a go-along, get-along guy with whoever's hosting that stream he was on, whether he thought it was funny. Like, he said something that, yes, if you've dealt with CTE or have a family member that's had CTE or you watched the movie Concussion and you know about it through that,
yeah,
yes, you could take his comments as being offensive. But I do think there are times where you have to consider the source. Cam Scataboo is a likely candidate, sadly, for having concussions the way he plays football.
Mm-hmm.
So by proxy, God willing it doesn't happen to him.
Right.
Yeah, he's more apt to get CT mm-hmm. than a lot of guys that play football. But he's a dumb jock. Like, yeah. He's a dingbat.
Mm-hmm.
So while, yes, if you've ever dealt with CT in your family, I understand being sensitive to it and being, quote-unquote, offended by what he said. Or if you dealt with asthma, especially if you have children with asthma, yes, it's a sensitive topic to you. But again, like, do we go to Cam Scataboo to solve the problems in the Middle East? Or do we go to Cam Scataboo to get a yard and a half on fourth and one
yeah.
and batter ram his head into the line to get that yard and a half, right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
So, again, I understand why some people are upset about it.
Yeah,
I wasn't upset about it one little bit because I know the source.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, there's...
Scatter said something silly.
I get it. Does the idea that we might expect ignorance from somewhere when we get it, we shouldn't you know what I'm saying?
He apologized for it.
I get it. I believe his apology, but we all know how he feels. Like, that's probably how he feels. And that's fine. And what you said, like, I'm more concerned for him because I hope that he never experiences it.
Yeah.
Like, I hope he understands. And then the NFL is done. And the main problem with the NFL isn't so much that it causes it. Like, it was that it was ignorant to it. It was blind to it.
Yeah.
And it didn't educate the players on it. And you wish and you'd like to think that a player who plays the running back position the way he does would be more educated on the situation than to say those things.
I heard a comment, I was like, yeah, it's Cam Scataboo.
Yeah.
I don't think he should get educated. I don't think you should expect him to be educated. I don't think you should expect him to now go sit down with the family members of guys like Dave Duerson or Junior Seau, who unfortunately lost their lives to it, right? Self-inflicted, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a dumb jock. Like, why do we treat him as anything other than that? I remember on my podcast, I compared him, I think I did it here as well, when I compared it to him to Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Meaning like a shooting star. Like, he's going to be in our lives, and he's going to quickly be out of our lives. Hopefully not dying, obviously.
Let's hope.
But he's going to be a shooting star in the NFL because his style of football does not lend itself to a 10-year career. And that's not a shot. No. And he responded. He wrote back that maybe I should just quit today. Ha, ha, ha. I go, that wasn't the point. The point was, I know who you are. So my expectation for you is not being a Mensa member. So again,
I
have no connection to CT on a personal level. So maybe it's easier for me to say I'm not bothered by it.
Yeah.
As opposed to a family that has somebody that had CT. I totally understand, you know, that sensitivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, what else do you need to see from this guy to know what he is? I've seen the stream, right? He's a dingbat on the stream.
Yeah.
I saw the anti-Semitic dance with Aiden Ross. He was a dingbat on that stream. He's just a dumb kid. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go crazy has to apologize. No.
I hear you.
I wish he didn't apologize. Just be a stupid football player. I'm good with it.
Yeah, I mean, I get you. But just because of low expectations doesn't mean we can't either get annoyed or surprised when
I don't get annoyed.
Can't be annoyed when he doesn't meet them, when he meets them. Like, you know, he should have a better understanding of what's going on. He should have. I'm concerned doesn't have a better understanding of what's going on.
In a perfect world, maybe.
I get it.
But
I'm not overly concerned. I'm not saying he should be cut. I'm not saying I don't think he's a good football player that I expect him to, you know, give me a dissertation on the theory of physics. Like, I understand what he is and who he is.
Yeah.
But he's someone who could be affected by this. And I'm more like, when I heard it, my thought was, yes, I could understand how people could be offended. My thought was, brother, you should educate yourself on this because it's not an excuse.
Yeah.
And you are someone who is subject to it.
Yeah.
And you should be careful and you should be mindful.
I'm sure the Giants.
And we've had discussions around him, around his quarterback and concussions. This is a legitimate thing that we learn more and more about every single day. It's out there for public consumption. You don't have to go find studies. We all know what's going on with CTE. And for him to be ignorant on the subject is dangerous to him.
I don't know. Like, he's going to go play football the way he plays football. It's a violent sport. He's going to get hurt. He's going to get concussions, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then you just cross your fingers and knock on wood that his concussions don't lead to CT. But I just said, like, people going crazy. Like, we're all too sensitive, man. And no one's got a sense of humor. Like, yes, I know if you have a kid with asthma, you're offended because he said asthma's fake. And if you had a family member at CT, yes, you're offended. But we also have to, laugh at ourselves a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just like,
I don't know if that's,
oh my God,
I don't know if that's particularly funny.
He's
but,
either getting a Nobel Prize or he's no, he's not.
No, I gotcha.
Yeah, but, I give him a pass. I'm giving him a pass because I know what he is. He's stupid. So I give stupid people passes sometimes.
You give stupid people passes.
And
for
I
being
think
stupid.
He's a likable kid in a lot of ways. He's living the life that most young men dream of, right?
Yeah.
I don't worry about Cam Scadabu's opinion on things.
No, of course not. Of course not.
And I'm not one of these guys shut up and dribble either.
He's not in a position. If this was the head of, if the commissioner of the league said that, we'd be a lot more concerned because he's in power.
Yes.
This is just a stupid kid saying something stupid.
Right.
But
he's a 22-year-old dingbat.
So, yeah, listen, do I think that the outrage should have been lessened or there should have been no outrage? Fine. But I'm just telling you, as a Giant fan and someone who's rooting for this kid, I wish he would. I'm not going to just hold him to some low standard.
Okay.
And then,
that's fair.
And just be like, well, he met my low standard. Like,
well, then I hope
be better.
I hope you're consistent with that because I brought something in that will show a level of immaturity you're not prepared for. And
from someone.
From me. Yeah.
Oh, you did something?
Like, I hope that, you'll look at me and recognize that I do some things that are immature for my age.
Is that why you have this entire take on Cam Scadabu? Because you're hoping everybody else will have the same low standard for you?
I hope that I'll be given a pass today for what I'm about to do as well.
Okay.
Because I made a little purchase over the weekend.
You did?
And I'm so excited about it. Yeah.
You made a purchase?
I made a purchase.
Okay.
Yes. Now, from time to time throughout the day today, you may hear the sounds of what appears to be a woman in the woods screaming for help. I'm here to tell you that's not at all what it is.
You purchased a woman in the woods?
No. No, well, back in the day, I mean, yeah, there's a certain website you could go to for that kind of thing.
That's an interesting purchase.
So at some point today, and I may do it for you every hour, it might be a surprise, you're going to hear the shrieking sounds of a woman in the woods. Okay? And I don't want you to hold it against me. I don't want you to call the popo. I want you to recognize that I'm just in a good mood having fun today, okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear a sample of what it's like? Just a sample
of a shrieking woman in the woods.
Just a sample, because that way when it happens, you'll be like, aha, woman in the woods.
Okay.
But not a woman in the woods.
So what did you purchase exactly?
I purchased what is known as the Aztec Death Whistle. Ta-da-da!
The Aztec Death Whistle?
Ta-da-da! Yes. The Aztec Death Whistle.
That's a whistle?
This is the Aztec Death Whistle. This is a customized, made by hand death whistle to scare off your enemies.
Oh, so it's
yes.
So okay, people so it's call to keep you alive.
It's to keep you alive. Like if people don't like the show, if there's a squabble or something, I blow the Aztec Death Whistle and I'm safe.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe I give it a Geo today. No?
You're gonna give it to Geo?
Yeah, just to make
everyone
sure he's
coming
safe.
After him, just to make sure.
I want to make sure my partner here's safe. I'm concerned about Greg.
Gotta
today.
Be a good teammate.
Gotta
it's
be a good teammate.
Very important to be a good teammate.
So I purchased something to keep my teammates alive.
Okay.
The Aztec Death Whistle. Do you want a sample of it?
I don't think I have
think
a choice.
Do. I think you do.
Please.
Well, if you say no, I won't do it.
No. I want to hear a sample. I want to hear what a death whistle sounds
this
like.
This is the sample of the Aztec Death Whistle. And I did it when I first walked into the building today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you were here or heard it.
No.
But people went crazy.
People went running?
They were like, oh my God, there's a woman trapped. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm pretty sure this is a first in fan history. The first ever playing of the Aztec Death Whistle. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you lower your windows if you're in the car right now.
Okay.
Just for a quick second, and here we go.
I am almost certain that you are not doing that correctly.
You don't think so?
No. There's got to be more to it than that.
No, that's what it is. That's the Aztec Death Whistle.
Okay.
We're safe. Say that. We're safe. Yeah.
I don't even think that sounds like a whistle.
No, it's a woman in the woods. That's what it is. Being absconded or something. We'll get all your calls. 888-808-1019. Start you off with those St. John stuff today. Your take on Cam Scataboo. And then promptly at 3 o'clock, if you're a diehard Met fan, we ain't letting this one slip by. Your owner, Met fans, is allegedly in favor of something you never thought he would be in favor of. That's coming up at 3 o'clock. It's a good Monday for you right here on The Fan. Coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody.
Fanatics Fest, the world's number one sports fan festival, returns to the Javits Center in New York City from July 16th to the 19th. See top athletes and just announced former Met and Yankee greats.
What?
That's right. They just announced this. Former Met and Yankee greats Mike Piazza.
Yes.
Jorge Posada.
Yes.
David Wright.
Give it to me, baby.
Mariano Rivera.
Who?
Keith Hernandez.
What?
Don Mattingly.
What?
Daryl Strawberry and Andy Pettit. And Jose Reyes.
What?
Wow. Wow, that is some lineup. You'll have live panels, autographs, photo ops, rare trading cards, and memorabilia, plus exclusive merch drops you can only get at Fanatics Fest. This is the ultimate weekend where sports and culture collide. Tickets are on sale now. Grab yours at fanaticsfest.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?